Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition, an officer heroically gives his life. Detective Russell Timoshenko is mourned and honored by the city. And one of Harvard's Crimson takes to the streets in blue. I'm Jesse Peterman. It was about 2:30 on a Monday morning when officers Russell Timoshenko and Herman Yan stopped an SUV whose license plates belonged to another vehicle. But among thousands of other car stops conducted by police officers throughout the city, this stop involved armed career criminals. Deputy Inspector Frank Vega is the commanding officer of the 71st Precinct, which covers the area of Brooklyn where the attack occurred.
As they approached the subject auto, with no chance for any response or reaction by Russell Timoshenko, shots are fired, striking him twice in the facial area. At that point, Herman Yan is also shot upon. He receives a gunshot wound to the upper chest, which hits the bulletproof vest, and receives an additional shot to the left forearm. Herman Yan is able to take out his firearm and shoot back at the vehicle, while simultaneously broadcasting a description of the car and explaining the circumstances of which has happened to him and his partner.
The week that followed left the city holding its breath. Officer Timoshenko had been severely wounded and was in very grave condition. The gunmen eventually were captured in a multi-agency manhunt that ended in a heavily wooded median off Interstate Route 80 in Pennsylvania. It took several officers working with canine units to close in on these dangerous individuals, nearly 80 miles from the crime scene. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly updated the news media daily after visiting the hospital.
The New York City police dog, a bloodhound, was actually on the trail and flushed him out.
Everyone's focus and inspiration for the apprehension was always Officer Timoshenko.
We had the vigil at the hospital for essentially 5.5 days. Russell was able to courageously fight those injuries.
Officer Timoshenko passed away the Saturday after the shooting, leaving his family and much of New York grieving. He is remembered for his life and for his passion for police work.
Always asking questions of the training sergeant, coming to work on time, always physically fit, looking to learn as much as he possibly could, and avid interest in law enforcement. Only in the country 14 years, bright, intelligent, good-humored, good-mannered. How Russell just seemed to have a natural instinct to understand what was expected of him.
The city recognized Officer Timoshenko's bravery and achievements with a posthumous promotion to Detective First Grade. Commissioner Kelly presented a new shield to Russell's parents in a bittersweet ceremony at police headquarters. His cousin, Anastasia, addressed reporters afterward.
My whole family has been shattered by this tragic event, but I would just like to say thank you to all those people who have stayed beside us and gave us a lot of support. Today is a great celebration, but of course, it would have been much more happier if Russell was here with us to share this promotion. We know he worked so hard and he always wanted to be a police officer. So today, for him, would be a very, very special day.
Meanwhile, officers in the 71st Precinct where Russell was assigned are honoring him in a way befitting their colleagues' dedication and his habit of working out almost religiously.
Any energy that we have, we're trying to put it towards renaming the 71 Gym in Russell's memory, having some events. Time is healing those wounds, certainly getting things back to normal.
Slowly but surely. As the former commanding officer of the same precinct, this latest tragedy reminds me of the shooting death almost 20 years ago of another young police officer from the 71st Precinct, Jeff Herman. The mourning and sense of loss suffered by the officer's family, as well as by his police family, is devastating. It takes a long time, if ever, to overcome something like this. It is never the same, and they are never forgotten. Next in this edition, while all of the police department's officers are exceptional in that they choose service to the city and commitment to others as a career, even at the cost of their own lives, Officer Cheryl Walter is perhaps uniquely qualified for the job. Walter finished first in her class at the police academy, receiving top honors for the best combined academic and physical scores among the recruits. She represented her classmates as valedictorian, and she is a Harvard graduate. For Officer Walter, who also holds a master's degree in forensic psychology, the decision was simple, as she told CNN.
I like to be on the street. I like to be moving at all times. I don't like office work at all.
Vowing to serve and protect as a member of the New York City Police Department made perfect sense, even if it didn't come with the lucrative salary an Ivy Leaguer might expect to tender.
I knew what I was getting into when I entered this field.
And so for now, Walter is in the field, on her beat in the Bronx, as an officer with the 46th Precinct. She and over 1,000 other new probationary police officers have hit the streets after completing the first-of-its-kind community training we told you about last month. In fact, you can listen to that episode and all previous editions of Inside the NYPD. You can also meet the Bloodhound Commissioner Kelly mentions earlier in this program and his handler in the Inside the NYPD video edition, available on iTunes and on the official NYPD website. Just click on Inside the NYPD from the homepage and visit the multimedia library to see K9 and other police department units we have featured. Finally, if you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.